You are listening to the oneofus.net podcast network.
Okay, so I'm going to start this off with a little bit of the inside baseball for the screener squad. As you guys all know, oneofus.net is a generally more explicit adult website. There's a lot of profanity, which I enjoy, but on the screener squad, things tend to be a little cleaner because Justin, the host of this show, does not curse, and I generally, as a rule of thumb, try to stick with that so it all has this more organic flow.
Yeah, and Brad doesn't curse either.
So. Yeah, so it all works out. So I will say this, completely voiding my rule. Fuck this movie.
Yeah, wow. No, I would totally agree. So, yeah. What movie are we telling to go F itself? This is Bikini Moon, because... Alright, so also a little inside baseball. The director of this movie here is a guy named...
Milcho Manchevsky.
Okay, and, you know, okay, sounds like a foreign film director.
Yeah.
Which he is. He's Macedonian, right?
Yes.
Alright, which, I know, when I think of Macedonian, he's like Alexander the Great, just like, I am Milcho Manchevsky!
I mean, he seems to have the attitude and the, at least the artistic demeanor of someone that legitimately thinks they are Alexander the Great, but that's for later in the podcast.
Man, come on, let's just get through the plot first, then you can vent, because...
We both have a lot of venting to do. I'm sorry, you take the lead, you're the professional.
I know. So, here we go. Basically, this movie is called Bikini Moon. So this is about this independent film crew who are trying to make a documentary about something. Ostensibly about homeless people. And of course, during one of the things they're doing at a shelter, they encounter this woman who calls herself Bikini. And it's the idea like, oh yeah, my name's Bikini and, you know, I'm a carpenter like Jesus but with tits, as she introduces herself.
Which, to be fair, is a great line and is the only good line in the movie.
Yeah, it's so good they had to repeat it like 7, 8, 9 times throughout this film.
Like she said it at the very beginning, because you're introduced to Bikini in the first scene. She says this line, you go, "Oh, that's charming and that's clever." Like even the main guy that she's talking to kind of chuckles at it, and then she says the exact same thing again, and he's like, "You already said that." And yeah,
Well, I mean, it's funny because like this movie has a way of addressing things, like, "Oh, why'd you do that?" and then never questioning it again. But anyways, so they decide when they see this woman, like. For some reason, they find her really fascinating because she tells this rambling, inane story that makes no sense whatsoever. And they're like, that person needs to be our documentary subject. I'm just like, really? Okay.
Yeah, because they're exploiting her.
Which, okay, here's the thing with this movie. So, yeah, so throughout the whole thing, they follow her and it's about trying to help her with her problems, trying to explore who she is as a person. And that goes into many crazy directions. And I get, on some level, this movie is supposed to be some kind of like, satire commentary about the way that media people exploit their subjects.
Yes.
And that comes more explicitly through the character of the main woman, the girlfriend of the director, which her name is Sarah Goldberg, which you may recognize as the girlfriend from Barry.
Yeah.
Which that's the thing where I realized, I'm like, oh, I've seen that woman before.
Yeah, and it makes me sad how much I hate this movie. Because I really do like her, and I think she's an incredibly charming actress, and she's really good on Barry, and I think she does as good as she can here.
Oh, but
she
has some really strong scenes here.
I want to say, Sarah Goldberg, you are the shining light in this absolute dumpster fire of a movie.
Well, because the problem is, like I said, this whole satire angle about, you know, white liberalism, and there's even a point, like, there's a scene at the very end that kind of encapsulates all the things about this movie. I'm like, I see what you're going for. I just wish I cared about any single person in this movie, because at some point, the more this movie went on, the more I started to hate every person in this film. And no person did I hate more in this movie than Bikini herself.
Well, I don't know. The guy, the main, like, the director of the film is pretty despicable. Not the director, Milcho, but the character of the director.
Will Janowitz's character.
Yeah. So, okay, so by the way, the movie's found footage.
Well, it's faux documentary.
Well, yeah, but, like, everything in the film has been shot in story, in the characters. That's kind of what I mean by found footage.
Well, and then it'll break the fourth wall at points to address to you how it is a film, where it'll, like, rewind the tape or it'll cut to another scene of someone editing the footage that you're watching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's all in-universe stuff, which gives everything this really creepy voyeuristic quality to it, where even within specific events, like, the cameras are always on them. And it has this, it all feels so sleazy, and I get that that's an intentional decision, and I get that they're trying to not necessarily make fun, because that would require jokes, but make fun of this kind of, like you were saying, this very white liberal idea of we're going to go to places where specifically people of color, people who are in poverty are living, and then we're going to save them by making art about them.
And then make money off of them.
Yeah, and then make money off of them. But it is the it is not only the most surface level criticism of that kind of thing, mm-hmm. it is so, it lays it on so thick that it stops being satire and it transcends satire in a way to where it's just, it feels like they legitimately think that these characters are doing the right thing, because there is nothing going on in the film other than just showing these people for being these opportunistic scumbags, and then showing Bikini herself as being someone who severely needs like actual help and is a complete loose cannon and a giant manipulator in her own right. And it's one of those things where you start questioning if everything happening in the film is actually happening, or if it's all staged within the universe of the film, or what's going on, because everything feels, it feels so much like a student film in its complete bluntness and over-eagerness to make a point without actually telling a story. This movie is all message, no story. And while I know that that is a good thing and it tackles a lot of themes that I think are important to talk about, the way it does it is so absolutely callous, egotistic, and self-serving that I think it does far more harm than good in the subjects it's trying to raise awareness about.
I'm just gonna keep letting you go, because yeah. you are clearly way more angry. Like, I didn't like this film at all, but wow, you had some venom about this movie.
I absolutely hate this movie.
Yeah. So, I mean, and like I was saying before, the reason why I hate Bikini as a character is because in that same way that they're framing all these characters as opportunistic douchebags,
yeah,
they're trying to frame her as this like pillar of light almost. Like, she's like the beacon in the film. Like, you know, she's crazy, but she has a good heart and she shines through. It's like, she is violently crazy. Like, there's a point where she does some stuff that, one, nobody would walk away from this just going, oh, well, she's crazy. She couldn't help herself. Yeah. It's like, no, she would be in jail several times out for this film.
Yeah, which, and don't get me wrong, I'm very understanding of the plight of people who've dealt with stuff like addiction or homelessness or mental illness. Like, that is something I care a lot about. But that's not how people react to people with mental illness or people with severe, like, drug dependencies or people that do those things. That's not how characters work.
Yeah, and or even some of the stuff she does specifically. Like, there's at least three different events that she should have just served some jail time. Like, you know, very explicitly they go like, well, you know, the judge let her off. And it's like, why? Why would you have done that after what just happened?
Yeah.
It didn't make any sense. And that's the thing, is that at some point I just realized this director just wants to listen to this actress, which is the daughter of Felicia Rashad, actually. It's okay. What's her name? Condola Rashad? He pretty much just wants her to improvise a bunch of insane babble. That's all that she does in this film. And she just goes like, you know, it's almost like watching Borderlands 2 with Tina. It's like, man, my banana fell. It's all, and Mr. Banana Pants gonna do ding ding and a ding ding. And just, that's what it felt like at some point. Where I'm just like, I'm just tired of listening to this woman go off on this crazy talk. And it's not charming. At some point, I started to really hate anytime she came on screen. And she's the main character of the movie.
Yeah.
And I just, It was just frustrating. It was frustrating to watch that. It was frustrating to, and you know what's even more frustrating than the actual movie itself? All the preliminary reviews I read for this movie, which are clearly manufactured, because they're all just like, well, you see, this is about an existential look at the way of the documentary viewpoint and the blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, look, I'm not going to call out names for this review, but I'm just going to say, this feels forced, all these reviews, and I just don't get it. I don't get what people like about this movie.
I mean, this feels a lot like the kind of film, I haven't read those reviews, so I can't say for myself whether I think that they're legitimate or not, but it feels like the kind of film that would have those kinds of responses to it, because this movie reminded me a lot of Harmony Korine's film Spring Breakers, which,
it's not as like exploitive in that way, but
I agree there, but it definitely has that same like almost cinema verite kind of thing, where here it does make a little more in narrative sense because it's a mockumentary of sorts. But that movie is one of the worst things I've ever seen. And the fact that this movie reminded me of that, because it has that same, like, like I was saying, it's like that self-serious thing about it where
that
it goes...
smugness kind of thing.
Yeah, it's very, very smug. It's, oh, we're saying something about something, and that means that we're important, and that means that it's good, and because the characters are bad people, that means that we're showing real life, and it's just... it's so obnoxious in its presentation and in its philosophy.
And it was funny, too, because this movie's not very long, like an hour and a half... but it felt like it went on for an eternity.
I feel like you know that joke that's been going around where it's like, who feels like they've aged 10 years in the past 2 weeks? That's how this movie felt. I feel 10 years older. I should be able to drink and rent a car after watching this movie because I am far older than I was when I started it.
Yeah, I can't fully explain to you why. It's just that it's just so gosh dang slow and tedious to the point where... I got to the point, like, 45 minutes in, I'm just like, I got another half of this movie to go.
Yeah.
I was fuming at that point. And that's the sad thing, is that it did introduce some interesting twists at that point, where I'm like, okay.
Yep.
Okay, so there's one twist, at least, where I was just like, okay, that was different. I'm curious to see where this goes.
Yeah.
And then they introduced another twist that was like, I didn't see that coming, and I'm not sure why that was there. But then, the very ending of the movie... introduces the most insane twist to the point where I'm like, oh no, movie, I was going to give you a pass. I was going to give you a shot. But then you did this because you thought you were so important. And that just brought my score down like a whole other point or two just by that scene alone.
This movie makes me so angry.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Is there anything else much to say other than this movie just really was just not fun to watch?
I feel like we should say, at least I should say, why I was very... because I was the person who was like, oh, we should review this. The school that we go to, Milcho Manchevsky, is a graduate of the film program of this school. And I was very much like, oh, we should represent, like, our people...
Well, then he also got nominated for an Oscar a while ago.
Yeah, and this... So when I say this feels like a student film, that should not be a slight against the people, against my, like, colleagues in this film program, because I've seen their films, and it's a lot better than this.
Well, it's less pretentious. And I think that's just the thing with this movie. It's just, it's so gosh dang pretentious. It's so... it's just such a slog to sit through that by the end of it, I was relieved. I was just like, oh, it's over. Good. Now I can go to bed.
This is the kind of movie where the only refute to criticism is going to be, oh, well, you just didn't get it. No, I got it. I got what you were saying. I got that it was a vapid movie that was trying to say things for the sake of saying them.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. It's like, I got the message early on, and then the movie kept going. Yeah. And it's just hard. It's full of unlikable characters. It's full of just slow, tedious, boring scenes. And, you know, it's funny because there's another movie that we'll review this week that has slow, drawn-out sequences that was much better than this movie.
Yeah.
Even if not great, it was much better than this movie. But yeah, so I'm tired of talking about this film.
Yeah.
So let's let's go into final ratings. You know, I'll start.
Yeah.
This movie, I mean, I maybe wasn't as vitriolic in hate with it. Though, I can't think of a good reason why I shouldn't be. You know, there was just some point where I'm like, yeah, other than I think the actors are fine in it. Like, they're all doing a good job. Even though, honestly, other than Sarah Goldberg and Canola Rashad, no one else really gets... oh, sorry, not Canola. Condola. She's not a cooking oil. Sorry. I couldn't think of anyone else that really stood out. Even the other main character, there's the boyfriend and then there's the sound technician. They're just there. They're kind of just window dressing for this whole film. And no one else seemed to really get any spotlight. No one else seemed to get any attention. And I just felt this movie was just so... I'm just going to ramble. But I'm just... It's a decently made film. It's a decently acted film that I will never watch again. So I'm going to give this 3 out of 10... Let's see. 3 out of 10 chit-chats with Muslim children.
I hate this movie so much. I hate it so, so much.
You guys need to see Davey. His face is sullen. He is just like...
this is the kind of thing... this is the kind of movie that I really, really... because I am a very pretentious person when it comes to movies I watch and love. I love Terrence Malick films. Synecdoche, New York, I think, is one of the greatest films ever made. I love Alejandro Jodorowsky, and I pronounced Alejandro Jodorowsky correctly. I am a very pretentious person when it comes to the media that I consume. I love it specifically for that, because I think that there are things that need to be said and consumed and showcased through art that cannot be showcased in any other way. But when you take up space by your own ego and your own need to be that kind of person, I have nothing but contempt for that. This movie gets 1 out of 10 praying mantises.
If only there's only one praying mantis in this film. Don't watch this, people. I'm sorry. You might hear people talking about how great it is, how artistic and profound it is. Don't be fooled. Just don't be fooled.